The car swerved to the right as they entered a very nice community with children frolicking the sidewalks, the elders walking around the legs of the mothers and fathers that chatted at the parks while pushing the children on the swings. It was a new dimension for Andre. He himself remembered when he was a child being pushed by his mother, but Andre felt like a stranger, someone he never knew. They arrived at home. It wasn't big, neither small. A beautiful home is what you could classify it as. Andre got down. His stomach roared inside of him, but he tried to control it. His grandfather opened the door and let them in. A waft of the same musky cologne filled him up. They walked in. He saw a spiral staircase with porches of beautiful paintings. He followed his grandfather to the living area as they both sat on the plush couch. Andre politely asked, "Grandfather, I haven't eaten this whole day. Can we have a bite?" Courteously asked Andre. His grandfather picked himself up and walked over to the kitchen. He opened up a pot that had been on the stove.